Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, the most delicious hour on radio and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk. And now, broadcasting live from another happy hour on 104.1 KQTH, here's your host, Matt Russell.
Hey, fellow foodies! Thank you for hanging in there with us on this beautiful Saturday afternoon. Some technical difficulties have just been resolved, and it is your advantage and your benefit because I'm looking at the clock now, I'm looking at the calendar, I'm looking at the thermometer, and in Tucson, it's about 193 degrees, so you're going to be so jealous because guess what, fellow foodies? We're broadcasting live from the city in the Pines, Flagstaff, Arizona! And when you come up to Flagstaff, Arizona, no conversation about the culinary side of things, the cocktail side of things, and the craft beer side of things is complete without the dynamic duo of Flagstaff themselves, representing the Mother Road Brewing Company, my good friends, Michael and Alyssa Marquis. How are you guys doing? Say that again. We're live.
Thanks for having us.
Well, I tell you what. You know, my wife Nancy and I, we've been coming up to Flagstaff for years. We do not come up here without starting the experience, enjoying the experience, and ending the experience at Mother Road Brewing Company, the site for this live broadcast. Now, I got to ask you. You know, you talk about there's joy in the adventure, finding joy in the adventure. When it comes to having that mantra inspire a brewery, what's that all about? How did that come from?
Well, you know, am I on there? There we go.
You're live.
All right. You know, Michael and I really were coming together on a road trip, actually, about this concept. We had been doing other jobs that were fine and everything, but this came about over a conversation as we were driving along thinking, this is not feeling satisfying in life right now. And the brewery concept brought together some of our loves of community, craft beer, of course, and history. Being able to be Mother Road is so much fun because we love Arizona. We love being able to talk about it. And truly what it comes down to, you mentioned finding joy in the adventure, and that is such a heartfelt tagline for us.
Right,
that really comes from wanting to have people be able to pause over a craft beer and enjoy their adventure, noticing those good moments.
No, but I've watched Michael work, and there's no pause in his day. Come on, where does this pause? What is this pause about which Alyssa speaks?
It's usually over coffee at 5 a.m. or after the kids are to bed at 10 p.m. over a beer. But all those hours in between are awesome. We work with a great crew here, and we love what we're doing brewing this beer.
I love the energy. I love the spirit here at Mother Road. And I've been following your story now. You know, a while ago, it was the Lost Highway that was the anchor. It seemed to me, anyway, from Southern Arizona, the anchor, the Black IPA product here in your portfolio of beers. But then all of a sudden, from nowhere, appeared this Tower Station. And now it is really beginning to define IPAs in the Grand Canyon State.
Well, that was a lot of fun. When our new production manager came out, we let him last here at least a month before we tasked him. We gave him some specifications from Alyssa and I of the beer we wanted, and then we turned him and the team loose. And I think what they did on their own over six iterations with input from the public, input from the brewery, it's really a community beer.
That's what's so awesome. Created. There's that collaboration, as Michael said, that Flagstaff created in that beer, and then to have it go so big like that has been such a cool thing for the Mother Road team.
I mean, the collaboration really is kind of the thread that weaves its way through this whole community. I mean, I talk to a lot of brewers on this show, and we talk about saturation and competition, and they say, wait a minute, there's no such thing. I mean, we get together, we hang tough together, and we're here to basically turn people's focus from the fizzy yellow stuff to actually real beer. And that's what this whole community is all about. And the Tower Station, I think, is a manifestation of that kind of idea.
We love the brewing community in Arizona. I feel so lucky to be part of it.
Basically, any of the over 100 brewers can walk into our brew house, borrow experience, materials, whatever, and we can go into any of their brew houses as well. It's very communal. It's not to say there's not competition, friendly competition, of course.
Sure.
But realistically, it's a very friendly business. It's outstanding.
Can't imagine
doing anything else.
Make sure all of our listeners know when they come to Flagstaff, which I would imagine several have already jumped into their cars to drive up here now to escape the brutal desert heat, because you know what? It's 82 degrees right here in Flagstaff. Make sure all of our listeners know exactly where Mother Road Brewing is located.
So we are right in the south side, wedged between downtown and the university, 7 South Mike's Pike, on the original alignment of Route 66.
Right on. Now, when we talk about joy in the adventure and finding your road, where is your road going to lead you next? Something fun and fascinating has happened within the last, few weeks. You might say few months, but few weeks. The Grand Canyon Cafe has sort of been reimagined, and it's been open, for about a couple of days, a couple of hours?
Yeah, right.
So we have to take a quick news break, and thanks to sponsors. But when we come back, we're going to be talking about this kind of Marquis-Moyer collaboration when it comes to really preserving the historic value and the nostalgia of the Grand Canyon Cafe. And I know a lot of our listeners are going to want to come up and kind of recapture that moment, recreate some new ideas and memories at the Grand Canyon Cafe, because you, the Marquis family, as well as Paul Moyer, we're going to be talking to him, certainly no stranger to our audience. We're going to be talking to him about this whole story. And then we're going to shift from craft beer to cuisine, and we're going to be talking with some of the great local restaurateurs here in Flagstaff, because, again, this is celebrating the food and beverage landscape all across the city in the Pines. You get to call it home. We can only come up here every now and then, but this is
right
a lot
now.
Of fun. Thank you so much for hosting us. And as I said, a quick news break. Thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, the man is here himself. Mr. Paul Moyer is going to be talking about the Grand Canyon Cafe, as well as a couple of other restaurants that all of our listeners are familiar with. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Stick around. We'll be right back.
The Tucson Originals Restaurants is a dynamic group of independently owned, fine dining, casual, and neighborhood restaurants. Since 1999, Tucson Originals Restaurants have been working together to preserve and promote the unique culinary spirit of Tucson. This alliance has helped many of Tucson's signature restaurants thrive and become icons in the Tucson dining scene. Tucson Originals provides support to member restaurants to ensure locally owned restaurants continue to offer wonderful and diverse dining experiences right here in Tucson. Tucson Originals connects Tucsonans with the local food community in interesting and interactive ways, including fundraising for local charities and food demonstrations at local events. Check out their website at TucsonOriginals.com for the latest in local dining action and amazing dining deals throughout the year. And follow them on Facebook and Twitter at Tucson Originals. Whether you're a local restaurant owner or just love good food, check out Tucson Originals restaurants and be a part of something delicious.
Hey, it's Matt Russell, and if your family is like mine, you gotta have a salad with your pizza, right? I think it's just as important as the wings and the beer. And when looking for standout salads to accompany our pizza pies, we look no further than Tino's. Family-owned and operated for 32 years, Tino's Pizza just launched a new salad menu that features 8 fresh options, including new chicken Caesar, spinach, and caprese salads. And what fine companions they'll make for one of Tino's signature sandwiches, calzones, or pizzas, like the iconic Big Mo, a 20-inch pizza powerhouse that you have to see to believe. If you're looking for an honest and authentic neighborhood pizza joint, do what I've been doing for decades and ask yourself, isn't it time for Tino's? Tino's Pizza, open daily at 6610 East Tankaverde Road, just across the street from Trail Dust Town.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of happiness in the city in the Pines, Flagstaff, Arizona. And we are coming to you live from Mother Road Brewing Company, the heart of the craft beer community in northern Arizona. Back with our celebrity co-host for the full hour, the lovely Alyssa Marquis and her ever so handsome husband, Michael. I should say, you guys, what a beautiful couple. And what I should say, props to the kids, too. They're a part of the story here. Beautiful Marquis family. Absolutely love it. You know, but there's another handsome guy who's part of the family as well. Yeah. We were talking about the Grand Canyon Cafe. For decades, right on Route 66. You know, if you want a chop suey, you go to the Grand Canyon Cafe. You want to step it up at the diner, great thing. The family decided, after all these years, I think it's finally time to hang it up. But Paul Moyer and
Mike and Alyssa Marquis said, no, we cannot let the Grand Canyon Cafe go dark. And one of the guys that is responsible for that pledge and this entire community is raving is Paul Moyer. Paul, how are you, man?
I'm doing great.
Thanks. Nice to see you. So what is it like? Are you the name behind Bricks Cafe and Wine Bar? Criollo, Latin American cuisine, proper meats, artisanal butchers. What is it about a diner that got you jumping up and down, man?
You know, it was all the history. It was the legacy and this iconic restaurant that's been in Flagstaff for 73 years, and it was too good to pass up. And I think my wife Laura and I, separately from Michael and Lissa, we all kind of came to this conclusion together, and then a friend of ours, a mutual friend, sort of pushed us together on it, and it was a no-brainer.
Now, 70 years is a long time for this this operation. When you began, of course, there was a little bit of a facelift, I heard. You actually wanted to bring some modern expressions into preserving this nostalgia, as I read about. But what was the sort of the thing that you guys were not expecting to find when you actually when the booths came out and the walls got stripped? What was the oh my gosh, I can't believe we've done this.
We only have an hour.
The kitchen floor.
Yeah. Right. I think you guys have to.
Yeah, the contractors started. So the kitchen floor was a 70-year-old oak wood floor in a commercial kitchen, with marks from the cooks that had almost worn completely through the boards, rotted in the dish pit. It just needed to be fixed. Needed to come out. So as soon as they started taking it out, they discovered a fire that had happened in the 40s under the floor, torched everything, the bottom of the floor, the beams, the joists.
My gosh.
Don't know how it stood for 70 years, but it did. And so that was probably the biggest one. And then we ended up having to take the whole floor out, redo all that. All the plumbing.
All the electric. We started pulling electrical wire, and the insulation was so brittle it couldn't be reused. So I think this place is rebuilt well enough now by the team that we're good for another 70 years.
Yeah. Now, were the codes different back in the 20s
oh, yeah, a little bit.
than they are in 2017?
Yeah. So funny, the actual hood that was in the kitchen was hung by failing wire that was wrapped over a joist on each side, twisted up, and that hung there for 70 years.
Which meant 1923 code, I would imagine.
Yeah, exactly.
But new menu, preserving this, the sense of place that the Grand Canyon Cafe has been for all of these decades. Wonderful facelift. But what I love that you guys have done is you have not torn the place down to the slab, and created this new sort of nouvelle wannabe diner story. This is saying, look, the Grand Canyon Cafe itself is a story, and we want to just tell the next chapter of that story. Right, Alyssa?
Exactly. There's so much to respect there and so many amazing stories that have happened in that place. I mean, I went there for chicken fried steak with my dad when I was a kid, but the stories that we've heard from people coming in there, it's such a privilege to be in a space that has been a part of people's lives for
75
decades.
Years. Yeah, yeah, I mean.
And it's almost like a place of gratitude where we all come together and say, wow, do we really get to do this?
Yeah.
I mean, we don't have to do it, but we want to do it, and now we get to do it, and we can be part of preserving that for the next, as you said, Paul, 70 years. Paul, don't go away, because we want you to come back a little bit later on in the show to get us caught up on all of these other great restaurants that you're a part of. So if you would please turn your headset over to our next guest. He's actually on his way over. He's drinking a beer, a Mother Road like a madman. His name is Rob Glover. We had the chance to meet Rob last night when we dined at his restaurant. He's the night manager, of course. I'm sure he says it takes a village, but it's all about great barbecue, great Cajun cuisine. Rob Glover, one of the managers at Satchmo's. What's going on, man?
Oh, not much, man. Just hanging out with you guys.
Well, we're having a good time. We actually swung by last night and was very pleased to see not one but two, perhaps even three Mother Road selections.
Oh, yes.
You know, the Mother Road handles are sort of dominant there at Satchmo's.
Yeah. So we actually helped them out. We are the first ones in town to get them on tap and things like that, as far as I know. So we love having those guys.
They have very first account.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. We've got pictures from 5.5 years ago with all of us from Mother Road unbelieving that we're getting our own pint at a restaurant. And it's all of us with these silly grins on our faces going, oh.
So I love the concept here because it's sort of, I'm a big barbecue guy. I'm all about the Q. As a matter of fact, Labor Day weekend, I go up to Sparks, Nevada every year to judge the world's biggest barbecue rib competition. 500,000 people and 250,000 pounds of ribs are served over 5 days. But you've got this barbecue story, but you also have this Cajun story as well. Now, how do those two play well together on a menu, Cajun and barbecue?
Yeah, more or less. It was just kind of the owner, Jamie Thousand. He pretty much just figured it out. Like, hey, there's not a whole lot of that in town, so let's kind of target that niche market and everything else, and just kind of went in with it. He had a lot of really good, like, family recipes, things like that, knew how to smoke pork and all that other good stuff, and just kind of went for it. You know, he got tired of doing all his other, you know, corporate jobs and things like that, and was like, hey, we might as well, you know. So it was really good.
A funny story about Jamie. He and I were both real estate appraisers together years and years ago, and we met at a continuing ed class, and we're talking outside, and we figure out we're both kind of foodies, and he says, you know, someday I'm going to open a barbecue joint. And I says to him, someday, you know, Alyssa and I are going to open a brewery. and that guy, he beat me by a year and a half to Satchmo's, but it was especially fitting for them to be our very first commercial account.
I love what Rob said about the family recipes and everything at Satchmo's, because one time I asked Jamie, how do you come up with what you're going to cook? What do you know is that's really tastes good? And he says, you know, I just think of home. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, that explains it.
I mean, it really, the heart is at home with wonderful food.
Yeah.
And we enjoyed that last night. I mean, I know I had this great dish, you know, this blackened catfish.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I love catfish, and I love jambalaya, and I didn't know which way to go. Rob said, it's easy. Why don't we just serve you the catfish on top of the jambalaya?
Boom and boom.
Yeah.
That's all good to go right
so
there.
So much fun. Now, this thing started, you guys were 250 square feet originally as a drive-through concept.
Yeah.
When did you finally realize, was it like the 3 miles of cars the drive-through before you realized you needed to build this out?
Yeah, I mean, it was more or less you had to order your ribs on Wednesday, get them on Saturday. After that, it was, you know, more or less like caterings and things like that that he just kind of blew up and was like, okay, well, we need to move. You know, things are starting to go really great. We need to move into a bigger spot. It's not going to get bigger than this. And then now it absolutely is. It's getting bigger and bigger every year.
I love
so
that.
You guys don't
really
have enough
fun.
Space as it stands.
Yeah, not at all.
Make sure
it's all seasonal, too. So it's like we got plenty of seats out, you know, on the patio and things like that. But other than that, it's been amazing. It's a great ride, and I'm glad to be on it with him, you know.
I dig it, and I love the space, too, because you've sort of preserved authentically that. I mean, I feel like I'm down in the Big Easy. I think I'm on Bourbon Street. You know, this wonderful artwork of B.B. King and, you know, literally a real trombone, you know, nailed to the wall. And the colors just – and it's, you know, fast casual. So, you know, you really – it's just all about great service. You know, order at the counter, come on back, you know, have some beers. I actually had a Tower Station last night. What a – friendly coincidence. My wife had a Kolsch. She's a Kolsch kind of girl. That's why I married her. Anyway, we had a great time. But now, in terms of barbecue, I always love the role that the wood plays. Because, you know, there's wisdom in the wood.
Oh, yes.
A buddy of mine had the brisket sandwich last night. I could see the smoke ring, the little lovely pink
beautiful
ring around that brisket. Now, I'm going to ask you, is there a secret behind your wood blend? Or what kind of wood are you using to smoke your meats over there at Satchmo's?
Essentially, we're trying to do, I mean, we do like a tri-blend. It all depends on what meat is going in. So sometimes it's, you know, pecan. Sometimes it's apple wood. Sometimes it's other things. Sometimes it's a tri-blend. I mean, it's all just dependent on what we have.
You notice
so
he's keeping the blend secret.
Yeah, I mean, he's doing very well, but I'm on to you, Rob Glover. I mean,
that's the barbecue secret right there. If I told you, I'd have to kill you.
That's right.
I mean,
please don't do that. So it's a proprietary wood blend that only Rob knows. Well, Jamie probably knows that as well.
Jamie knows, but Jamie taught me.
Kept under lock and key. For all of our listeners that want to come up the next time they come up the Flagstaff, of course, it's starting. The masses are already on I-17. To get up here, make sure everybody knows exactly where Satchmo's is located right here in Flagstaff.
So Satchmo's is actually located on 7th Avenue and 4th Street. So right behind the Shell gas station. It is kind of unassuming on the outside, but right inside, it's very welcoming, and we will love anyone that comes up and comes and hangs out.
I mean, we started our culinary journey last night when we got here. First place we went to Satchmo's.
Boom.
You know, we rolled up our sleeves and we said, we're going to get dirty, man. We're going to get dirty because Rob says it's okay. That's what you do at Satchmo's. Get a little dirty.
Exactly.
Get a little smoky. Check out Satchmo's for some great barbecue and great Cajun-inspired cuisine right here in Flagstaff. Rob, I want to thank you for everything you do in this community as well. And tell Jamie that we said hello. We missed him, but we're going to check in with him next time we're up here.
He says he loves you guys, and thank you so much for letting us have this spot.
Absolutely. Of course, Rob Barber with Satchmo's Barbecue and Cajun Cuisine. Thank you so much. Why don't you take off your headset, because we're going to be bringing on a guy that I met a few months ago, Alyssa and Michael, when I was up here. You know, we sat down here in the map room. Here at Mother Road. And I love this space. And I love the tap room where the bar overlooks the brewing operations. But I almost feel like when I come into the map room, I feel like I'm at the archives. Or I'm like in the Smithsonian. I'm surrounded by this, the wonderful stories that maps tell, and all this sort of the architectural feel around this place. And I sat down, we had some beers, and you said, you know what? Have you met Caleb? I said, I don't think I've ever met Caleb. And I think his name is Caleb Schiff. And he said, well, you need to talk to Caleb, because if you're a foodie, and this guy runs a pizza place. We're going to talk about pizza a little bit and beyond. But if you really want to understand as you pursue the perfect pizza, you got to meet Caleb, because Pizzicletta is a manifestation of what people like I am love pizza. This is what it looks like. This is what it feels like. This is what it smells like. And here he is representing Pizza Clayton, which is a stone's throw away from Mother Road. Caleb Schiff, how you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing really well.
I'm so excited to have you here, because really, when it comes to food and drink, when it comes to the culinary arts and the brewing arts, the Mother Road story isn't complete without Pizza Clayton, because you actually can eat your pizzas right here in the map room.
Absolutely, Matt. Yeah, we've had a great partnership going on for the last few years. And, it's all about bringing great food and beer to Flagstaff and everyone who visits us, and I think this partnership is as beautiful as a pizza and beer is together. So,
I love your Instagram feed, man. I don't know. You're probably too busy to do it, but whoever's doing it, would you please give them a raise? Whoever it is, they're listening to it right now. You know, because Instagram tells a story.
Sure.
And
absolutely.
This lovely pie is that you create. I mean, every time I look at your Instagram feed, it's like a different pie. It's like you're imagining what pizza can be on a daily basis. Now, what is it about these pizzas that have, like, people like the Marquises, who I respect their palates enormously? What is it about this pizza that you have the Marquises jumping up and down, but also this entire community?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, so this pizzeria was built by this community in a lot of ways. Mm. I'm glad you said storytelling, because it is a story. The restaurant's a story, and we kind of get to create stories every night for people by creating this great dining experience. But the pizza specifically, I'm kind of a health nut, and so there's a lot of thought going into our dough. And the dough is the heart of it. So we do really long fermentations of our dough, and it's all naturally leavened. And a lot of these processes we do make it the pizza you get. Like, really nice char, a softer, chewier crust. And then after that, because the dough is the heart of it, and the crust is the outcome. But it's really simplicity after that. So, very few toppings, just to let the crust shine.
Naturally leavened.
Yeah.
And which means no commercial yeast.
No commercial yeast.
Right?
And so it's another word for sourdough. We don't call it sourdough because it doesn't have a sour bite, but it's the same process. So we've had this mother starter that we've had been using for over 4 years. And that inoculates all. It's all natural yeast. So, no commercial yeast, as I said. And we use that starter for our bread, we use it for all our pizza. And it's actually a lot easier on your gut. And our dough ferments in the fridge for 3 days. And so during that process is the gluten sort of breaking down. And it makes it more digestible, but it also gives it that supple softness that we actually go for. It's not,
Wait a minute.
Yeah, I know.
What did you just say?
Did I tell you?
Supple softness, inoculation, fermentation, natural leavening. He's making pizzas, for crying out loud.
I'm telling you, Matt, Caleb is one of the few people who I really saw someone break down in tears because they loved his food so much. And I am not even kidding.
It's like weep worthy.
Yes, she got tears and she said, there is a God, and I think his name is, what was it? Is it Caleb?
In human flesh. What a blessings abound here.
Yes.
Pizzicletta. Okay, so that is the secret. You've let the secret out.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'll we have no secrets.
Of course.
I'm very open about what we do, and I'm really proud of it. And you know, I think replicating what we do is a lot harder than people think. So I'm not gonna, I'm not too worried about
just this, a little bit. So you have some signature pies there at Pizza Cletta. Now, is it one of those kind of build your own thing? Is building your own almost pedestrian for Pizza Cletta? I mean, if I walked in and I said, "Give me a sausage and anchovy," you're gonna say, "You know, there's probably another pizza place for you." So, or what are you gonna do with someone like me?
Well, so if you've been to the place, it's a very small restaurant. We have 650 square feet. It's tiny. Our kitchen's very small, so we don't have a ton of extra ingredients on hand. We do have a set menu of 5 pizzas, and we do a special every night. We do have some additions, and we have classic pizzas that you would find in the streets of Italy and the streets of Naples. So the margherita, of course, most people know with basil, and we make our own mozzarella and tomato sauce.
No, you got to just skip to the amore.
Yeah,
come
I would
on.
Say, yeah. Yeah, and then the Amore Amari is a pizza that's named after a little pizzeria I went to in southern Italy. On Halloween in 2010, and I just fell in love with the pizza that I was on a big bike trip, and I was heading south, and I stopped in this town, and I went 40 miles out of my way on my way back north to go back to this pizzeria called Oi Mari. And so it's my love, Amore, Oi Mari.
Yes.
It's a white pizza, there's no tomato sauce, and it's got mascarpone cheese, which is the cheese you would use in tiramisu.
Absolutely.
Really creamy. Pecorino, which is a salty sheep's milk cheese. We have prosciutto, so that we bring in from Friuli. It's 18-month age prosciutto, and then arugula tossed in lemon oil. And it's our most complex pizza, even though it only has 4 or 5 ingredients.
So good.
The way the flavors combine, it is really it is unique, and it's definitely the most popular pizza.
And that one is very fancy, but I have to say that our kids also.
There you go.
Our kids also have come in and said, "Well, I want a pepperoni pizza." Yeah. And while you know, you guys are so friendly over there, and I really appreciate that. They're like, "We'll put soprasetta on cheese and cover it." So that's what I love.
When you come into the Mother Roads brewery and sit in the map room, you actually can order.
Absolutely.
Full menu delivered right over here?
Yeah, we have the full menu over here.
Including the balsamic pearls?
Yes.
Tell me about those again, because
sure.
I said, this guy makes pizzas for a living, and he's making, as I recall, it was a caprese,
yeah.
I believe, beautiful ruby red tomatoes. So as you say, the house pulled, was a little burrata.
The burrata is what we use for the caprese.
Not the mozz, right.
Yeah.
But you also brought in these fun, funky little pearls made out of balsamic vinegar.
Well, we make those in-house, so we don't bring them in. We try to do everything in-house. We don't do all our cured meats in-house, but pretty much beyond that, it's all made in-house. And that does include our burrata, and it also includes our balsamic pearls, which is, you know, my former career was a scientist, and that's why you hear all these other terms about inoculation, and I have a spreadsheet of my research with my dough, but also I get kind of geeky with some of our food, and the it's called cold roll spherification, and it's just a technique that you take a liquid and you turn it into a gel. And for us, it's beautiful. It looks like caviar.
Right.
But it also plates really well. So, you know, there's an element of what we do that is driven by and we want it to be as beautiful as it tastes. And I think the pearls actually add to that a bit. It's quite simple to make. We make a lot of pearls, though. And so you get this little bite, an explosion of vinegar, which you expect with things like a caprese salad. So rather than drizzle a reduction of balsamic over it, it's in this more compact form.
That's, so much fun. You know, I'm thinking as I'm talking to you and I'm talking to, you know, Rob and Paul and the Marquis family, intention is sort of the word that I just keep coming back to.
Absolutely.
Whatever you're doing at Pizza Cletta, you're talking about natural leavening. Uh-huh. That's there's an intention that goes with that. Crafting great beers intentionally, you know, even when we're talking about barbecue, that home, that soul food essence, it's all done intentionally. I mean, that's the sort of thing that binds all of you together.
I completely agree. And I think Flagstaff, you know, Paul has been in the restaurant biz for a while in Flag, and I know when I set out, and I know when these guys set out, I think we all had an ambition to really raise what food and beer can be in Flagstaff, because I don't think it wasn't known as a place or a destination for food before, you know, 5, 6, 7 years ago. And I think places like what I hope what we're doing and Mother Road and also Satchmo's, and Paul's been doing it for a while, but really elevating what food is in this town. And so that is certainly a intentional. Beautiful. No doubt.
Caleb Schiff with Pete Cicletta.
Yeah.
Please come and experience what Caleb is talking about, a manifestation of wholeness, of authenticity. It's real food that is done for you. It's not about Caleb. It's not about Pete Cicletta. It's about the community. He said this community built this place. Come out and see Caleb Schiff at Pete Cicletta. Caleb, thank you again for all that you do.
Yeah, thank you, Matt.
I have a feeling that we might be eating some pizza
later.
Yeah,
we'll
Caleb, thank you so much. We're going to bring Paul back and close out the show with, again, a guy who is no stranger to our audience. He is certainly behind some of the landmark culinary stories here in Flagstaff. He, of course, is a partner with the Marquis family, a Moyer Marquis collaboration on the Grand Canyon Cafe. But again, no experience, no Flagstaff moments would be complete were it not for Bricks Wine Cafe, as well as Criollo Latin American cuisine. Paul Moyer, I mean, where did you even look? You could do anything. Blank canvas. I want to do an amazing, memorable, and I say that because my wife and I had dinner at Bricks for the first time a few months ago, memorable culinary experience, and completely, totally bullseye authentic Latin American cuisine. I mean, how do those things come from a blank canvas?
Craving? I don't know. Bricks was our first one, and it was a partnership between me and a friend from culinary school and my wife, Laura, who's sitting here.
Oh, Laura's right here.
Yeah, she
Laura's,
is.
Hi, Laura.
Hi.
Laura Moyer's joined us. Oh, this is exciting. Where's your beer, Laura Moyer?
I already drank it.
Okay. Thank you for your honesty.
Just a mess around.
But sort of was about this collaboration then.
For the first one?
Yeah, for Bricks.
Yeah, I mean, it came out of this. You know, Laura and I both have been in restaurants for 20 years before we opened our own restaurant, and it sort of came out of all the experiences that we had, and we thought, what do we want to do? This is what do we want to do. Where do we want to do it? We want to do it in Flagstaff. And we took a look at the town, the market at that time in 2005, and we thought, all right, you know, this scares the hell out of us, but we're going to go for it. And we did it, and we had success. It worked.
Laura, who came to who first? Did he say, Laura, no, I think I have an idea. I want to open a restaurant.
Well, we were both in corporate America, and
okay.
We hated it.
Yes.
And so Paul got to go to culinary school first.
Right.
Right. And then when he got out, he said, like, where are we going to go? And we looked at a lot of towns, and yeah. Flagstaff.
I mean, my first Bricks journey began with amazing bread and butter. And people think, okay, well, you know, anybody can just kick out a great loaf of bread and some great butter. But, I mean, what you do at the very beginning with something as, dare I say, simple.
Simplicity.
As gorgeous bread and gorgeous butter. That's where the story began for us, and it just kept on getting better.
Right. And you said it before with Caleb, real food. I mean,
right.
And that's it, and it's simple.
I love the space. You know, you climb. What's the road that you're on, the street that you're
on? San Francisco.
San Francisco. You climb. You're heading north. You climb up, and there you are. It's almost like you've arrived. You've ascended to that moment that you're never going to forget. Talk a little bit about your menu at Bricks.
And it's in this beautiful old carriage house.
Right.
You know, this historic building. So the menu, it changes throughout the year, probably three or four major changes throughout the year. It's also sourced as locally, and they have fun with it. We give our chef almost complete free reign to do what he wants to do.
And he's doing it.
He's doing a great job.
We started at the bar there, sat down, I had a Sazerac.
Yeah.
And I mean, and it was just, I mean, that's where the story unfolds there as well, because of these craft cocktails done, again, intentionally crafted great cocktails, preparing your palate for a wonderful meal. The pork belly came next, you know, with the bread and butter. He's like, on and on and on. Bricks, and it's Bricks Cafe and Wine Bar. Wonderful wine list, wonderful wine experience by the glass, by the bottle.
Yeah.
Absolutely beautiful. And then you want to get a little funky and do a little Latin American cuisine at Criollo.
Right.
What's going on there?
That was our second. Came out of just a love for food from that part of the world and that region. And the opportunity popped up. We took over an existing restaurant, converted the space, and, you know,
that was actually the original space we wanted years before.
Right. We sat in there 10 years ago, 12 years ago, and said, wouldn't it be cool to have a restaurant in this spot? And then one day it came available, and that was it.
Criollo Latin American cuisine. Now, if I wanted to be Laura Moyer for, like, one day, what's the dish on the menu? If I wanted to channel my inner Laura and I want to eat like you do, what's the one dish? What's the one flavor? What's the one experience you want me to have?
The salmon tostada.
The salmon tostada. She doesn't even pause.
No.
Absolutely done. What about you, Paul?
Pork belly tacos.
Atta baby.
Yeah, you know it.
Oh, and this is the moment where I just begin to melt.
Yeah.
We talked about where Bricks is located. Where can people find Criollo Latin American cuisine?
Three blocks south of Bricks, still on San Francisco, right off Route 66.
Right. And then you got a little butcher.
We got a little
proper
butcher
meats as well.
Yeah.
Right. Right down there on the same thoroughfare.
Same street.
Anyway, sad to say the show has come to an end. The hour goes by so quickly. But anyway, Alyssa Marquis and Paul Moyer and Laura Moyer, I want to thank you for everything you do. Of course, Caleb Schiff, Rob Glover, Michael Marquis. The kids are probably around here somewhere. Come up the Flagstaff. Enjoy the moment. Enjoy all these great restaurants. Have some beers at Mother Road Brewing Company. If you missed any part of this show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be up on our website, onthemenulive.com, early next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell reminding you, if it's Saturday at 5, it is On the Menu Live. Cheers, fellow foodies. We'll see you in Flagstaff. Come on up now.